Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
So I want you to join me in the book of Revelation 21, verse 1. Book of Revelation 21 and verse 1. Hallelujah. I'm going to give everybody the time to get there if you want to. I can't put it on the screen for you. Like I said, all the technical things that I had planned for the live stream service today got shot in the head this morning. But we're going to go ahead. Revelation 21 and 1 says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away, and he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." I would like for you to stop right there and let's pray. Would you pray with me today? My gracious Heavenly Father, I pray today, dear God, I feel your anointing welling up within me, even now. I feel your presence moving over me, dear God, to bring forth your word. I am your servant. I am your vessel. Use me as you will. Lead me and I will follow. Direct me, dear God, and I will go. Anoint my mouth, my tongue, dear God, to be your spokes, to be your vessel, dear Lord, through which your word comes out. And anoint me, dear God, as I bring forth this word, that it might go up to glorify your name and magnify you, dear God, in all your, in all the throne room of heaven. And let it go forth, dear God, into all the live stream and all the atmosphere, dear God, into the universe. And let it go forth as praise and glory and uplifting unto your name. And let everyone under the sound of my voice today, dear God, receive this word into their hearts and lives, and let it be a means by which they are growing. A means by which their souls and spirits are nurtured and nourished by this word. And let them make heaven their home. In Jesus' name I thank you and pray. And everybody said, amen. Revelations 21:1 says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. There is coming a day, saints, when we as Christians, there's coming a day that what we as Christians have been preaching about and singing about and dreaming about and teaching about and singing about for all these years, since we've adhered to the faith, since we have accepted Jesus Christ, this earth and this heaven shall pass away, and there shall be a new heaven and a new earth. John saw it in the book of Revelation. John was blind because they gouged out his eyes, and he wrote the book of Revelation. God saw this vision. God gave it to him so he could write this book. And in verse 2, he says, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Glory on that day. And that day is not long off. That day is coming soon. On that day, the holy city, New Jerusalem, untainted, undefiled, and completely brand new, is going to descend out of heaven. And it will be awaiting the bride of Christ. Glory to God. Are you ready to be the bride of Christ today? Are you ready to see the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down today? And in the next verse, John said, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. He said the tabernacle of God shall be with them, shall be with men. Let me tell you what that means. That means God himself is going to be our tabernacle. Glory to God. He said he is Emmanuel, God with us. He himself will be the new temple. He himself will be the new God, the new tabernacle in which we dwell. Hallelujah. Are you ready to, glory to, I'm feeling the presence of the Lord. I'm so excited about his presence today. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, neither crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. I love that part in the scripture where he said, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And this, glory to God, I'm looking forward to that day. But that day right there, that verse right there lets me know that as much as I love you, as much as I love all my loved ones, if you don't make it to heaven, I'm not going to remember who you were. Because there's no way I could be in heaven and know that one of my loved ones is in hell and not cry and not be sad, not have sorrow. But my God said he shall wipe away all tears. There shall be no sorrow, neither shall there be any pain. Hallelujah. Neither crying nor death. Hallelujah. For the former things have passed away. That means all the things that we've been suffering through, all the things that we have experienced on this earth, all the pain, the turmoil, all the trial and tribulation, it'll all be gone. For the former things are passed away. And he said, behold, I make all things new. I don't know whether you felt that or not, but I sure did. And then he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Right here, God changes gears. In this prophecy to the bride of Christ, right here, this message turns from one of great triumph, great celebration, and victory over death to the grave and sorrow, to one of great promise and great warning. The message turns to victory for the believer. And these words from the Lord are true and faithful. He said, you can trust these words. Hallelujah. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning of the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of life, the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Glory. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Jesus Christ, the bridegroom of the church, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is that water of life. He told the woman at the well. He said, you drink of this water, you shall thirst again. But if you drink of the water of life, you shall never thirst again. He is the water of life. We shall be, according to his word right here, we shall be joint heirs with him. And if we're overcomers, we will inherit all things with him, and he will forever be our God, and we will be his children. This is the promise. This is the victory. But there's also a warning to all. There's a warning to everyone. And right here's where I want everybody to pay close attention. Everybody needs to hear this word. In verse 8 it says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers. You know who murderers are? Yes, they're people who take other people's lives. But when you assassinate somebody's character, when you destroy somebody's effectiveness to witness, when you destroy somebody's effectiveness to live, you're committing murder also. And he says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters, whoremongers. We've got to a place in the church world, where folks mock fornication. They hide it. They pretend like it's all right. And sorcery, playing with witchcraft in the church. They act like it's okay because it's some game. No, it's not. And idolaters, anything you put ahead of serving God. If you put watching TV on Sunday afternoon ahead of serving God, it's an idol to you. It's a false god. If you put the NFL on Sunday afternoon before serving God, it's an idol to you. If you put NASCAR in front of serving God, it's an idol to you. If you put sleeping in the bed late before serving God, it's an idol to you. You're saying you love it more than you love God. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars. Lord, help us. Do you know how many times a week I get lied to? And people think I'm so stupid that I'm going to believe it. Do you know most people have obvious tales when they're lying? And I have told y'all before, it's going to weird you out. But I study people. I've studied people since I was a little boy. I used to go as a teenager. I'd go and sit in the mall and sit in the middle of the walkway in the mall and watch people. And I know it's creepy. And I would study them and I would learn. And I would sit in the middle of crowded classrooms in school and I would listen and pay attention and study people, what they said and how they said it. I learned people. I probably know more about you. If you've been coming to my church more than 3 or 4 times, I probably know more about you than you do, because I study you. The Bible says, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Let me tell you what. Sin is still sin. That scripture right there, it don't leave any word for doubt. It don't leave any word to brush anything under the rug. Sin is still sin. Come on now. Sin is still sin. And not one sin is going to enter into heaven. I used to teach that. When I used to do kids' crusades and youth camps, I used to preach that all the time. Not one sin. Not one sin is going to enter into heaven. Did you know that? God made Adam and Eve perfect to live forever. He made them perfect. He put them in a perfect garden, in a perfect world. There was no sin. There was no sin in the earth for hundreds of years before Adam and Eve sinned. And God gave them one direction, one order, one ordination, and said not to do one thing. And they disobeyed God. Do you know that is the very definition of sin? Disobedience to God. That one sin that Adam and Eve committed by eating that piece of fruit that God told them not to eat. That one sin entered into the earth. And look at what happened. Adam and Eve no longer live forever, neither do we. The world is no longer perfect. Neither are we. Look how wicked. If you watch the news, if you watch any kind of social media and see what's going on in our public school system, what they're trying to teach our small children, you realize that sin is rampant. Look at our government. Nearly every single one of them in government are wicked and crooked people. It don't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat, Libertarian, I don't care, Independent, it don't matter. Sin is rampant in all the world governments, not just ours. Look what happened to this world when that one sin entered into this perfect world. We try to justify sin today. We can nullify sin. We can bury sin, and we try to bury sin under our seared conscience. You know what a seared conscience is? You know what it is to sear something, to sear some meat? Seared means it's burned severely. Severely burned or cooked. And sometimes you can sear your flesh with, and when you sear your flesh, after it heals, you can no longer have feeling in it. And for us to have a seared conscience means that we no longer feel the guilt that comes when the Holy Spirit brings conviction. And my Bible tells me that unless the Holy Spirit draws you with that holy conviction, you cannot come to repentance. So if you get to the point where you're sweeping your sin under the rug, you're burying your sin, or your conscience is getting seared, you are doing something very, very dangerous for your eternal soul. You cannot be drawn to repentance if your conscience is seared. That's what burying sin will do to your soul. It'll harden your hearts. You'll not only accept sin, you'll not only condone sin, you'll not only emphasize it, but soon you'll be encouraging it in other people. Oh, act like you don't. Nobody wants to sin alone. Most people, when they sin, they want to get somebody involved in it with them. That's why if you're a drug addict and you get delivered from drugs, you don't need to be hanging out with them addicts no more, because they can't stand the fact that you're clean and they're not. And they want to get high, and if they get high, they don't want to do it alone. They want you to get high with them. They want to drag you down too. It's the same thing with immoral sex. You can be holding yourself just as clean and pretty as you want to, just as pure as you want to, but somebody's going to want you to drag yourself down to their level with them. Seems like I'm talking to quite a few people right now. See, if they can encourage you to commit sin, then they can make themselves feel like it's okay now. Because if everybody's doing it, then it's got to be okay. But that's not true. Because sin is still sin, even if the whole world's doing it. And guess what? The whole world is doing it. But Jesus came that we might have life. He came that we might be delivered from our sin. That we, when we accept the Lord Jesus as our Lord and Savior, We have a brand new purpose, a brand new life, a brand new existence, an eternal existence in glory. I told you things was going to get different. And I got to tell you, I love every one of you. And I ain't saying a thing here to make anybody ashamed. I ain't saying a thing here to make anybody's feelings hurt or to offend anybody. What I'm saying is I want you in heaven. And your sin ain't going to get you there. You can't shack up with the devil and expect the Lord to pay the rent. I love you, but I'm going to tell you the truth. I want you to hear this word with me in Revelation 22 and 11. It says, "He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, and beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, they that may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates in that city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and the morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst say, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto you, every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add him to the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book of prophecy, God shall take away his part of that book of life and out of that holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Even so come, Lord Jesus." Amen. Saints of God, the word has come to you today. It's come to you in the truth. I told you it was going to be rough preaching today. There's going to be more of it later. But we are watching as the world sets itself on fire. We are watching as the prophecies unfold, that we watch the coming of the Lord Jesus, that we watch the splitting of the eastern sky. Time is running out. I feel the glory of the Lord. Somebody watching now, either watching now or watching the replay now, the Lord is dealing with your heart. He's speaking to you right now directly. And I know it. I feel it. I can feel it when he does that. And he's calling you to repentance. He's calling you to give yourself completely to him in salvation. Repent to the Lord. Receive him as Lord and Savior. Everybody wants to be saved, but nobody wants to follow the Lord. But unless you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you won't see God. I love you. And the Lord has purposed me with everything that is within me, every gift and every talent he's given me, every ability that he's given me, I use it to come together for one single purpose, and that is to see to it that when I get to heaven, I see your face. I want to see you there. And I don't care who you are. I don't care what position you have in church. I'm telling you, sometimes when I'm preaching right to me too. And I have to check myself every day just like you do. Just like Paul did. I do. The Bible says to let every man work out his own salvation with fear and trembling. I work out my salvation with fear and trembling every day with the Lord. You need to do it as well. Glory to your name, dear God. He who sins, let him come to Jesus. Hallelujah. The scripture said in Revelation 22:11, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. I'm going to ask you to do one thing with me today. I want everybody to check your heart. I don't care if you're on the pastoral staff. I don't care if you're a Sunday school teacher. I don't care if you're a leader in the church. I do it, you do it. I want you in heaven. That's the only reason I'm here. I'm pretty sure that's the only reason the Lord still has me here. The only reason he ain't took me on already is because somebody needs to hear what I've been saying about going to heaven. I love you. I love all of you. We're going to do this thing that we always do together. If you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior right now, we're going to pray that sinner's prayer that I've been teaching children and teenagers since I was a much younger man traveling the country. This is a simple five-finger prayer. You pray, it's a five-part prayer. Each part is signified by one of your fingers. I want you to pray this with me right now. Repeat it after me. Dear Lord, I'm a sinner. Jesus, I know you're the Son of God. I know you died on the cross for my sin, and you were raised again on the third day. Come into my heart and forgive me, Lord. Make me a Christian. Make me a new Christian.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, a Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night. Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m. and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m. or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.